The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is John Shaw, CEO of Itaconics. ITX is a ticker there. John, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Justin. Great to join you again.
Yeah, and you just released a bit of news today announcing how much you've raised. And I've got to say, it's a quite impressive chunk of money in these markets. And we'll talk about that in a bit. It's been phenomenally difficult for many small cap, micro cap companies to raise funds of late. But before we get into some news, John, and the outlook and how business is going, can you sort of describe for people maybe not familiar with Itaconics what the business is about, please?
Justin, so we use our proprietary itaconic acid-based technology platform to make an increasing range of plant-based products that end up being key ingredients to a whole new generation of consumer products, where we are the key ingredient that drives the performance and the desire for a consumer to buy that product. So, from detergents, hair styling, air fresheners, pet products. I think we're in 150 different brands. We bring performance, safety, cost, and sustainability to these consumer products. So we're a key ingredient when people think about the next generation of products that are coming out in consumer products.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, well, take us through what you've announced today, the result of the fundraise, if you could, John.
Yeah, so we announced that we got full shareholder approval authorization to complete a £10.5 million pound fundraise that was done in two tranches, and we're very excited that we in the placing that we both had an oversubscribed placing that brought in from both new and existing institutional investors, and then we also completed open offer, and we were very pleased. We hit almost 60% of the potential in the open offer, so tremendous support from our existing shareholders in the open offer too. So we now have 10.5 million pounds in a great position, for new stage of development to become a larger, large, more profitable, sustainable ingredient company. And we get to approach the future with a lot more, with more commercial progress, more resources, more potential, and really just a more optimism than we've ever had before.
Yeah, it's amazing. Like I said, it's been really hard. I was talking to you before we came on about the microcap markets, AIM in particular, sort of lagging, the bigger sort of market cap indices. And I think that's largely down to, it being depressed because, it's been hard to raise money for new startup companies and new businesses and growing companies. But this, 10.3 million in total is an amazing amount of money. So you must have had, a lot of people, liking what the story's about, liking your development, liking where you're going, and, willing to sum up some money to enjoy that sort of progress.
I think people are looking, particularly I think from maybe 9 months ago today, people the appetite for a good story really was very much there in terms of the strength that we saw, and I think we have a great story to tell. We have tremendous revenue growth. We hit $5.6 million in revenue last year that we reported. We've been growing at 60% compound annual growth rate over the last 4 years. So we have tremendous growth. We have a really high quality recurring revenues. Our profitability, we lose less than maybe $1 million in declining in terms of profit. So we're very close to profit. We don't consume a lot of cash. We have low capital spending requirements. So I think the combination of all of that was really appealing to people to see a high growth company that can be a 20, 30, 40, $100 million business, not a lot of cash requirements, an established customer base of 140, 150 brands. I think just all that came together, particularly as we broke $5 million in revenues, for people to see how all this adds up to be a great investment.
Yeah, yeah. And particularly, you did touch on it there, but where is the funds going specifically? What are you going to do with the money?
So first and foremost is we increase our working capital. We've lived a little bit hand to mouth over the last 4 years as we effected a turnaround on it. And to do that, we've had to manage the terms that we have with both of our vendors and our customers. So with a strong balance sheet, we can go back and I think really improve some of our profit margins with restructuring some of the arrangements that we have with our customers and our vendors. Then very importantly, we can build up our finished goods inventory in Europe. Our production facility is in the United States. It's relatively a long supply chain to ship directly from Europe into Europe from the U.S. So we're going to put a lot of product on the ground in Europe because we're growing significantly. We had already done a small fundraise last April where IP Group, one of our leading investors, myself and our CFO, put some money to fund European growth, and we're really going to be in a great position there. We'll also be able to accelerate some of our new product and new applications development. Not a huge spend there, but a little bit of walking around money is very helpful when you see a particular application, get some really good data in place. And also on the capital spending side of it, we don't need a huge amount of spending there, but we could always do some improvements to our production line to improve our efficiency, get our costs down a little bit more, and also to maybe push some of our new chemistries out the door a little bit faster. So all three of those add up to a great use of capital to be able to fund our next stage of growth.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Let's talk about the product. You say it's proprietary. What is itaconic acid? Do you explain to people, you know, why it's different, what's special about it?
So that's our proprietary technology platform, which is the use of itaconic acid as the starting material. Mm-hmm. We don't make it, we buy it in. It's generally available in the market. But we create polymers out of it, which is like if you think of itaconic acid as the pearl, we're creating a string of pearls, and that's our technology is how to create those string of pearls. That's our space that we own. 15 different product patent families that protect it for us. But what's important is the functionality of itaconic acid. It's been a holy grail in the polymer world for the last 60 years, and we own that space on it. And what itaconic acid itself, it's a natural metabolite. It's actually found in our body. It's produced by fermentation at a commercial scale, using plant-based carbon sugar sources of it. And it's highly valuable as a versatile building block. So when you think of the world of acrylic acid and styrene, which is we can go after those, that's a $20 billion market potential for it. And we're bringing some unique functionality that people have been looking for 60 years into that space. And we own that space. And that's what we're building and why our ingredients are getting such traction out in the market, because of the unique functionality that itaconic acid brings in certain applications of it. So that's why it's been considered a top value added product from biomass. I think back in 2000, about 20 years ago, the U.S. Department of Energy identified as one of the top 12 value added chemistries that can come from biomass, and that's what we pursued. We own that space, and we're now showing the world exactly how valuable it can be in consumer products.
Yeah, and importantly, it's environmentally sound, isn't it?
Absolutely so. So we are actually sequestering plant-based carbon in our polymers through their life cycle until they make them back out in the world and degrade and remineralize out of the world. But in that, instead of taking fossil, carbon that's been a fossil fuel that's been underground for the last 2 million years, we're actually using carbon that's been recycled through sugars through the plant, and recycling that through to create a circular economy and more sustainable low carbon economy. So the success of chemistries like us is very important to creating a low carbon economy. That's why we've received recognition from the London Stock Exchange for our green economy, Mark, as being one of the leading companies contributing to the development of the low carbon economy. So we bring excellent performance. We sell on performance and cost, but along the way, we're bringing sustainability, and we aren't asking consumers to pay any premium at all to do that. Which I think is really what the world needs is to get ingredients out there that deliver performance, cost, and sustainability without trying to charge consumers more money.
Yeah. Okay. And looking forward, I mean, in your half-year results, it's quite a bullish outlook there. So take us through what you're expecting for this year, John.
A continued growth. We've been growing at 40% plus compound annual growth for the last 4 years. We're going to continue to grow. And when your revenues are growing at that rate and your costs aren't growing at that rate, they're much lower rate, the line's going to cross into profitability. That's an important goal for us to do. So we're looking to achieve that. We're going to build a large, high gross margin, capital efficient specialty ingredients business. Go from 5 million to 10 million to 20 million and just keep building. And with the new resources that we have with that fundraise, with 10 million pounds on the balance sheet, our ability to, we already have a very good business underway to get to 20, 30, 40 million. Now we're going to have the resources to, build on top of that, another business on top of it to get, 50, 100 million plus on top of it. And that's we own the space, and we've proven the technology, we've proven the ability to do it with very little cash. And now we have more cash. The future couldn't be brighter for us.
Yeah, modern stuff. Okay, John, if you could then, for listeners to the podcast right now, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Well, I'm a major in... So when I think about it, first of all, is the revenues, high growth of revenues and high quality of revenues. These are recurring revenues, very sticky revenues. We're in 140, 150 different products and growing. You get formulated in, you don't get formulated out. Very high quality revenues. We're going to cross over into profitability. So we'll be one of the first, earliest plant-based specialty chemical companies to cross into profitability in the coming years. But we're doing that on top of a technology platform, a proprietary technology platform, to go up to $20 billion in potential applications. So we're going to be a big company. We have a strong balance sheet to do it, so people don't have to worry about what our financing needs are. The companies that came in, the people who came in and joined us back in 2018, 2019, when we were at 1, 2p, 2.5p, people have made a lot of money already on us. Now they're at 5 to 6p on it, and I think it's a great entry point now with the commercial progress. It's another great entry point for people. We've made money for people in the past. We're going to make money for people in the future. Now's a great time.
Marvellous stuff. John, good to chat to you. Like I say, lots going on, so hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin. Always great to catch up.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.